Welcome. And thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
This is the day the Lord has made, and I will be glad and worship in it. Father, as we come before you today, we just welcome your Holy Spirit into this place, God. We thank you for your blessings, and Lord, we thank you for anointing that's on this house, God. Lord, we pray that each and every one will go out of here today receiving your word and acting on it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's all stand together and worship this morning.
Yes.
Son, it's found his way back.
says in the Word, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Do you have breath this morning?
Do you have breath this morning? Oh, let everything.
Praise when I'm down. They say this mountain can be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is the tide will give. There's a breakthrough today. I believe. I believe. Oh, oh. You're still on the throne.
That means we believe exactly what he says. And I just have one question. How was it possible for Jacob, a mere human, to hold on to God long enough? And what did he tell him? I'm not letting go until you bless me. What gave Jacob the strength to hold on to God? Whether it be, some say angel, some say God, doesn't matter. It was really stronger than a human. What gave him the strength to do that? It was all those promises and prophecies that the Lord God Almighty had already given that was over his life. And he knew what he promised he's going to do. It didn't matter that he'd messed up. It was prophesied before he was ever born, the things that he would do. So I'm asking you, what is it that he has spoken over your life, over your children's life? Don't you give up on your children. What has he spoken? Yes. If he spoke it, it's a promise. And a promise made is a promise kept. I just want to encourage us today. Take those promises that he has made, whether it be for healing, provision, or whatever it is, and hold on to him for dear life. Because a promise made is a promise kept.
Jesus is in this room.
veil is torn, the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside the throne room before you. I bow. The veil is torn, the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside the throne room before you. I bow. The veil is torn, the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside the throne room before you. I bow. The veil is torn, the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside the throne room before you. I bow. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty.
Can't be the only one that every now and again, sort of like this week, you have those weeks where you just take a beating. And then there's those other weeks where everything's awesome. Everything's great. And you know, the thing is, old saying is, it's easy to praise when everything's going right, and it's hard to praise when things are going wrong. And I told the praise team on Wednesday night that I had originally put this song on the list this week for a whole different reason. And then we got to practice on Wednesday night, and it's just I had taken a beating. And so then the song says, essentially, that no matter what, he's worthy of my song. And just like Mike was talking about this morning, when we surrender and we're able to worship when things are good, when things are tough, we go to a whole different place. It's not that problems aren't real, and it's not that they don't exist, but it's that when we exist in his glory and in his presence, he's what matters. when the spotlight's on him and not on our problems. Oh man. That's when he can use us. So I'm gonna sing till my heart starts changing. Oh, I'm gonna worship till I mean every word. 'Cause the way I feel and the fear I'm facing, it doesn't change who you are or what you deserve. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. I'll pour out your praises in blessing and breaking. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. You are forever worthy of my song. I'm gonna live like my King is risen. Gonna preach to my soul that you've already won. And even though I can't see, I'm gonna keep believing that every promise you've made is as good as done. Yeah, I give you my worship. Stop singing your praise. No, I'll never stop singing your praise. And in the blessing and the pain, you are worthy. Whether you say yes or no or wait, you are worthy. And through it all, I choose to say, you are worthy. Face.
this is my song, praising my Savior, praising my Savior all the day long. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley, you're still God. Praising my Savior.
Hallelujah. Come on, give him some glory this morning. How many know he's worthy this morning? Hallelujah. Come on, give him your best praise. Hallelujah. Yes, he's worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. We adore you, God. He's worthy of it all. Amen. When I don't understand it, he's still worthy. When I don't even see him moving, he's still worthy. Hallelujah. I don't understand it sometimes, but he's still worthy. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's a good God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we think we have to understand it, but how many know we don't understand all some things? But one thing that's for sure, that he's worthy of it all. Amen. Welcome this morning to Father's Vineyard, and welcome those that are watching a live screening. At any time during worship, you're free to bring your tithes and offering down. And those that are watching by live screening, you can click on the contribution button and give that way also. We just want to acknowledge, take a few minutes to see, do we have any first-time visitors today? This is your first time being with us. Oh, welcome back, Miss Lisa. Amen. All right. We don't have any first-time visitors, but we do want to say congratulations to this beautiful couple sitting on the front here. Happy anniversary to you guys. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's continue the worship this morning.
Left something out of the first song, but maybe it was on purpose.
Come on now, get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Come on,
get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
Don't go anywhere. Y'all don't go anywhere. People over here still standing up. Y'all know. Y'all can be seated. Y'all can be seated. Then I'll tell you to stand up. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Listen, I think we just barely touched the surface of worshiping and praising God. And I'm still thirsty. You understand what I mean? I honestly believe that God is saying, I want you to praise me today. I want you to worship me today. So with that, and you remember the other week, last week we talked about taking the shoes off. Not my will, but yours be done. So, those last three songs. Can y'all do those last three songs? Can you? Wasn't it you singing? And one, two, three. Just do them three, and then whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do, just do it. I do believe this is a breakthrough moment. This is a time where you push through. There's been resistance, as Michael has been saying about the week and other things that we go through. And we've been through some things for quite a while. This is a breakthrough time. No matter what we go through, no matter what we're experiencing, He is worthy. He's still worthy. He's worthy. And Pastor Charlie and Miss Lynn, I know you guys are watching. This is a breakthrough moment for you too. I know you want to be here, but you're here in spirit. But let's break through together. This is a time where it's called radical. It's a radical moment of worship, radical time of worship, being out of the ordinary, out of the usual. Letting everything that's in you, we all have breath. Let everything praise Him. You can stand, you can sit, you can dance, you can jump, you can holler, you can shout, you can whatever it is that the Lord has put inside you. And we've been encouraged through prophetic word that he's promised you something. Believe it. Believe it. It's a done deal. That's worth praising him over. Saving. How many of you are born again? All right, that's worth praising him over. How many of you have been healed by the Lord? How many of you have been delivered by the Lord? So let's give him praise. I don't have an agenda. All I want to do is what he says to do. So let's do what he wants us to do. Let's praise him. Let's give him all the time today. All of it. Amen. Amen. Let's go at it, guys.
The tide will never change.
is torn, the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside the throne room before you. I bow.
The veil is torn, the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside the throne room before you. I bow. The veil is torn, the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside the throne room before you. I bow. The veil is torn, the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside the throne room before you. I bow. Holy, holy, holy.
The doors fling wide. I see glory.
I'm gonna worship till I mean every word. Cause the way I feel and the fear I'm facing doesn't change who you are or what you deserve. I give you my worship, 'cause you still deserve it. You're worthy of my song. I'll pour out your praises, your blessing and breaking. Like my King is risen, gonna preach to my soul that you've already won. And even though I can't see it, I'm gonna keep believing that every promise you've made is as good as done. Yeah, I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. I'll pour out your praises. Years ago when I sat by that hospital bed, you were worthy. When my son could barely lift his head, you were worthy.
Oh yes, Lord.
And after all those tears were shed, you were still worthy. I'll never stop singing your praise. No, I'll never stop singing your praise. And in the blessing and the pain, you are worthy. Whether you say yes or no, or wait, you are worthy.
Hallelujah.
And through it all, I choose to say, you are worthy. I'll never stop singing your praise. No, I'll never stop singing your praise. And when I finally see your face, I'll cry worthy. And when you wipe these tears away, I'll cry worthy. blessing and the pain.
Thank you.
from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You're worthy of it all.
So worthy.
You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
He's all I need. Hallelujah. Today's service reminds me of that passage where it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst. The pastor said he was thirsty, and I think he spoke for a lot of us. And I don't know about you, but I'm filled with the presence of the Lord this morning.
Before you close it out. This is an answer to prayer from your worship team and also from your heart, I know. But in the prayer room this morning, we ask for anointing from Holy Spirit, and we ask for unity in the house. And where two or more are gathered in His name, there He is in the midst of us. And there's so many of us that have come through things that we are so thankful for. And there's many of us that are going through things that we will be thankful for. But the Lord brought this to my heart. It's Isaiah 43, verse 19. And when the Israelites left the place, and it was a momentous occasion, they put an altar of stones as a mark of remembrance and a place of worship. And I feel like the Lord is saying that this is a place where we need to leave an altar of stones as a place of remembrance. And He says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Mark it today. This is a new thing. Started today. We may not see it. Foundation laid today. Foundation laid today. Promise made today. Promise kept today. New things springing forth. Thank you, Lord.
Lee brought up that passage just now, and I just know this is God, because while this was all going on, a gentleman brought me back to the back and wanted me to hear what God had done for him. He says, I got to tell someone, going 70 miles an hour on a motorcycle, lays it down and slides 300 and some odd feet. And he answers a question I would have been pondering. God, why sometimes does it have to hurt? Why does it have to hurt sometimes so much? And he answered the question through the Holy Spirit. He goes, you know, I'm limping today. I'm sore today. I need to stand over here so I can lean up against the wall. And as soon as he started talking, God answers, so you know what happened to you and you just came through was real. So you know my grace is real. That was that stone. That was that marker. You know, some of us are walking today with a limp, and that's God saying, that's your marker of what I did for you. That's not a limp, that's a strut on what the Holy Spirit is doing for you. Amen? We're going to walk away today strutting by what God has done. And while we're on this vein, we've got some members of our family we need to pray for. Nancy Thomas is got the flu and called in this morning. We put it on the prayer note, but keep her in your prayer. Also, Dale Rush's father has been rushed to the emergency room. They think he's having a heart attack. So we need to keep him in prayer right now. So, Lord, we just go before the throne of grace right now saying, you've done it for us, you're doing it for us, and you're going to do it for them. And we stand in agreement right now that your healing power is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, God, we can lean on who you are. You're the character of who you are, the words that you've given us, is the promises you've given us. And today, as Elder Lee said, it will be a marker of look what the Lord has done amongst us. Name we pray. Amen. Amen. Real quick, just a couple announcements before we close out here. We want you to know that Ignite Youth volunteering at the youth group is volunteering at Grace of God next Saturday. That's March 28th. So if you've got a member in the youth, make sure you take note of that. We will have youth fellowship from 1 to 3 at the FLC. Please eat lunch before you come. We then will head over to Grace of God and serve youth, and the youth will be there until about 5:30, and you can pick them up at the church at 5:30. Also, want to remind you, fifth Sunday, a fellowship meal, March 29th. It's in the FLC following right after the service, so make sure you bring enough for yourself, other people, and most importantly, me. Bring enough food for me. Just kidding, just kidding. All right. Have we ate today? Don't laugh at that. That wasn't that funny. Are we all walking out lighter than we came in? I know I am. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Lord, thank you for this service today. Thank you for gracing us with your manifest presence this morning, God. We know you're always here, but boy, we felt you this morning, Lord. And we say thank you for showing up and showing out amongst us, God, and touching us in a real and palpable way. We thank you for what you're doing in our households, in our churches, in our members, God. Because we know, as the song we've been singing, you are worthy of it all. We're going to carry that out throughout the week. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.